Give everybody your address because you have a great location. Well, now, are you in the Commander Building?
No, we're not in the Commander Building, but we're up on the hill. We're at behind the Herbergers on Washington 36.
Yep.
So the exact address is 1900 Tower Drive. You know, the building up there is larger than... it's big enough to host things like private parties and big tours and big commander events with 500 people. So,
500 people?
We're hoping at least. So, we can do pretty cool things up there that we might not be able to do or have more challenges doing down here, especially with the beer production itself, all the equipment we have and all that. It takes up a lot of space. So that's where we are. We're up right behind that Herberger's building at 1900 Tower Drive, right on the other end of the street from the water tower.
So what are your hours on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Well, we're open from 5 to 8 on Thursdays and Fridays, and then Saturdays from 2 to 5. So people can stop in to check out the pints and growlers. And we do have a nice viewing window, so if you want to take a look at the brewery and see the equipment and stuff, you can do that. Or a closer look on the tours. And as Brad mentioned, you sign up at liftbridgebrewery.com for the tours.
And you have your beers in a bunch of different bars and restaurants in the Twin Cities, don't you?
Yep, it's it's steadily increasing. So we're down here certainly on Main Street and all over the Twin Cities. We do some distribution outside of the metro, so throughout greater Minnesota and 12 counties in Wisconsin too. So we're really focusing right now on the Twin Cities market and getting our bottles back online. That was kind of the major gripe.
I read something about a bottle shortage or something.
Right.
Yeah, so we had been working with a contract brewer to bottle our beer. And during the summer, they ran out of capacity. So being the small guy we are, we got bumped out of the rotation, which is unfortunate. However, that kind of spurred us to kind of move forward on our plans to get a bottling line. And so the bottling line actually came in on Monday this week, and we're working to install it. So we hope we will have bottles back on the store shelves before the end of the year.
Oh, phew, because how can I get my farm girl? Well, I suppose I could come in and get it in a growler.
You certainly can until they're back on the shelf.
So November 19th, we're going to have you on again before November 19th, okay?
That sounds great.
But there are conditions for the next time you guys show up. I do want one of those glasses and beer. That's it.
That's easy. We have that.
So. You guys are also on Twitter?
Yeah, our Twitter is at Liftbridge.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
I thought somebody else had at Liftbridge. You guys are good.
Somebody has liftbridge.com.
Okay, so you're liftbridgebrewery.com.
That's correct.
And Facebook, you're Liftbridge Brewery.
Yep, correct.
Do you guys love what you do?
Oh, it's awesome.
Because you all left something else to come and do this, and you're still doing it.
Oh, yeah, and we plan on continuing to do it. We have a lot. We're still young. We're still doing new things. The tap room's new. The bottle line's going to be new. So we have plenty of things to do.
And then are you going to shave the mustache after November 19th?
I don't know. I think my wife really likes it. She tells me all the time how much she enjoys it.
She's a farm girl. Go figure.
No, she hates
she
it.
She hates it. Yeah. No, it looks good. It's fancy. You just want to win your own mustache contest.
Yeah, well, I want to judge people too.
Oh.
So you can't judge people if you don't, be judged yourself or something. I heard that.
Look in the mirror. Brad and Dan from Liftbridge Brewery, thank you so much for coming, and I will be stopping in to get a free beer since you didn't bring me one.
You got it.
Thank you so much. When we come back, we're going to talk with Missy Germain from Bitten and Bound about a couple of things happening in Hollywood, and then real estate. We're going to call Julie Johnson down in Ohio, and we're going to find out what's going on in real estate this week. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Karin Housley Show. I'm Karin Housley without Julie Johnson, but now I am with Julie Johnson, my partner at KarinHouseleyHomes.com. Julie Johnson left me this week and went to Ohio. Hello, Julie.
Hello, Karin. I think this might be a one-way trip. I like it here.
You told me you liked your hotel, but I saw that other neighborhood where the frat houses are. That didn't look like someplace you'd want to live.
Oh, my gosh. No, and the boys have the house my son lives in. They have two empty bedrooms, and I've been offered to live in one of them, but I think I'm going to take a pass on that.
I teased it at the beginning of the show that you were cooking. What have you been making the boys?
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe it. I cooked for about 5 or 6 hours yesterday, and they've eaten most of what I made. I can't believe it. I made cream cheese chicken crescent roll-ups, and you put, like, a sauce over it. I am just shredding up the Italian beef right now. I made some homemade meatballs, and I am making chicken enchiladas right now, and I made 2 pans of brownies. And later on, I'm going to make Cindy Reaver's famous cheeseburger soup.
Oh, I love that cheeseburger soup.
I do, too. And the boys will love it.
Let's put that recipe on Facebook, okay, because it's super easy.
Okay.
It's super easy, and it's super fattening, but we don't care, right?
We do not care. And I will take a picture, and then I'll take a picture to go with the recipe.
You just missed that Liftbridge Brewery guys were in here. And
why do you always do that when I'm gone?
I know, but guess what?
What?
They didn't bring us any beer. So I said, you must have called ahead and told them not to bring us any beer because they didn't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and
that's
they said, right, they'll come back and they'll bring beer next time. But I still am a little disappointed. I still am.
They want to see me.
They do want to see you. And anyway, I told them your husband sells cheese, so we want to have a big private party down there and pair the beers with the cheeses, okay?
That's right. And they probably said, no Julie, no beer.
I know. I'm ticked off.
I like that.
24 hours a day, we are selling real estate back at KarinHousleyHomes.com, and we have a big open house on Sunday.
We do, 10925 33rd Street Lane North in Lake Elmo, but it is not as complicated as it sounds to get there. It's walking distance to Lake Elmo Inn, so you just from Lake Elmo Boulevard, you head west on 33rd Street, just over the railroad tracks, and then you take a left onto 33rd Street Lane, and it's right there. Susan will have a bunch of signs out Sunday, 1 to 3.
And it is a beautiful home, and we've got a lot of showings on that one. I think it's our next one to sell.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if it's not sold before the open house even hits, but if people are interested, they should check it out at KarinHousleyHomes.com and ask to see it before the open house so you don't miss it.
And we have a bevy of beautiful homes from Hudson down to Hastings, Farmington, and up to Marina on St. Croix and into Woodbury at KarinHousleyHomes.com. The new one on Lydia is getting quite a few showings.
Well, because it's gorgeous, and what a great location. What is it, like probably 3 minutes from 494, but it's right there in Woodbury. And what I like about that, because you know me in Woodbury, you know me in traffic.
Right.
It's on the south end of Woodbury. So, you know, quick and easy to get to Bloomington for if that's where you work. I just think it's nice to be kind of on the edges there. And it's on that nice, it's like a wetland area to get backed up to. So it feels more private, but it's right in the neighborhood.
And while you've been gone, I've got a couple more listings. I just need you to come back to take pictures. You take such beautiful pictures. So we've got a great one coming up in Hudson. You do take beautiful pictures. I told the homeowners that you will be back and ready to take pictures on Monday. So keep Monday free, okay?
Sorry. Did you also tell them that I'm mean and I'm going to come in and tell them to put all their stuff away?
I did. I told them that. I said, I want everybody to like me so I don't tell you what looks wrong here. But uh-huh. Julie will because she's mean. So yeah,
radio show listeners who list with us, they know what's going on. But people who don't listen to the show don't know that I really am nice. And I get there, and these poor sellers look at me like I'm going to yell at them and make them put their naked lady lamps away.
I know, because you're mean. You are mean. So
I'm the smart one and the mean one.
Oh, my gosh. Well, at least I have my hair going for me.
That's right.
Have fun. Say hello to Matt. I miss you. Come back.
I will. I'll be back. I promise.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Julie.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
KarinHousleyHomes.com. Now, switching gears. Another one of my favorite people in the whole world, Missy Germain from BittenAndBound.com. You have some things happening in Hollywood, and we always have to end my show with the Hollywood because I love it. So go.
Okay, let's talk right away about Lindsay Lohan. We have half the Lohan family to talk about today.
Yes.
Okay, so Lindsay last week, I'm sure you saw the pictures of her teeth falling out. You know what I mean, rotting.
Yes.
How horrible, right?
I know. Poor meth head girl.
What is that?
I know.
And that nobody would say something.
I know.
That
right.
was pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with her either, and she just looks gaunt and
awful. Well, drugs,
right?
For sure. So then, this week she's posing for Playboy.
Oh, that's what your text said, Playboy.
Playboy. For the last 4 days, she's been shooting her pictorial for Playboy. Reports are that she got just a little under $1 million for it. They initially offered her $750,000 and then upped their ante to almost $1 million. Her mother says they're tastefully done.
Oh, I mean, gross.
I know. So last week, no teeth. This week, she's taken it all off.
Wow.
Is that...
train wreck.
I'm sure. Okay, so Playboy's doing bad itself, too. I mean, they've been having issues for years.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that people will buy this issue. Seriously.
I know.
They'll be leaked out on the internet, yeah. So you probably won't have to buy them.
Yeah.
I won't be posting them on Bitten and Bound, I promise.
You won't?
No, absolutely not.
We don't need to give her...
I might post a link to where you can find them.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
Poor Lindsay.
Well, come on. Okay, so she's been working this week at the morgue as part of her community
service.
That's what
Tim said at the beginning. So she really is working at a morgue.
Oh, she really is. In fact, she goes back to court on November 2nd for her sentencing. And so she'll spend some time in jail, which all the jails are full. So what? Even if they give her 6 months, she'll spend a week or something.
Wow.
Yeah. It won't be long. And I don't even know if she'll spend a full week. What a loser. I'm sorry. I don't generally like to talk bad about people.
Yeah.
I try to keep my opinions to myself.
Yeah.
But come on.
Right.
And I believe this Playboy thing was completely concocted by the Kardashians. Now, you know that Lindsay is so evidently friends with the Kardashians. She was at Kim's wedding.
Oh.
Her and her mom, Dina, were there. Tell me they did. Those two didn't stick out like a sore thumb.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Seriously.
No kidding.
Right.
Oh.
Okay. So Kim Kardashian's takeoff really happened right after her Playboy thing, and that was all schemed up by her mom.
By her mom.
Uh-huh.
So they're doing Lindsay a favor.
Right. And I think the whole thought is this will help your career. She needs to go to jail. She needs to go to jail.
Well, what about her dad?
Okay, her dad is in jail right now. He got out of jail yesterday for beating up his girlfriend. And then last night got thrown right back in the same jail. Yep. For right when he got out, he started calling her and harassing her. And she called the cops and said that she felt like she was in harm. They came over to do an investigation. He tried calling while the police were there. So they went over to his hotel room. And he tried to jump out he was on the third story of this hotel off his balcony and got caught in a tree.
He got caught in a tree?
It's true. Yeah,
I read the part where he, the first time he got arrested, he said he was having heart pains. So
he does that each time.
He does that each time?
Truly.
And he
I
has
have
to
the
go
same
to the
story in March that they had to take him to the hospital first. Yeah.
And then he tries to sneak out of the hospital.
He did try to sneak out and they caught him.
Now this time he tried to jump out of the window and got caught in a tree.
Yeah, so I was watching yesterday morning, I was watching what the judge had to say to him in court. Did you watch that little video?
No.
Okay. Well, the video is on Bitten and Bound. It's just of the judge absolutely has no tolerance for him. In fact, he was telling them that they needed to look more into pressing more charges against him and kind of listed off the charges he thought. And he said to the lawyer, does your client know how to read? Because there's a restraining order against him. And he said, of course he knows how to read. And he's like, under no circumstances, I will throw him in jail. Well,
he's in jail.
Yeah.
Okay,
can you believe it?
I want to talk before Tim starts. I don't know how much time we have left, Tim. I'm looking at the clock.
Oh, my gosh. It's close already.
I know. We could keep going. Okay. Jessica Simpson. Is she really?
Pregnant? Have you seen the pictures?
No.
She looks like she's maybe 6 or 7 months pregnant.
Really?
Oh, I wish you had the picture up. She's pregnant.
Okay. Bittenandbound.com. She's pregnant.
Well, for sure. And she's waiting for somebody to buy the picture rights for $500,000.
Oh, geez, Jessica.
The pictures are out there. She's pregnant. We've already seen. We know she's pregnant. Does anybody care?
I was going to say. That's how much I care. She's 6 months and I didn't even know. Oh, my gosh.
But you know what a great burn is? Okay, so Tony Romo, her old boyfriend, got married first. And he just announced that him and his wife are expecting. I find it funny.
Those two.
I don't know why. Can I just quickly talk about Amy Winehouse?
Yeah.
Yesterday they had a hearing, what is it, an inquest?
Yeah.
And the judge ruled her death, what did she say, a misadventure.
A misadventure?
What? What does that mean?
So
what they said was that the cops took out four or five empty bottles of vodka when they found her. and that they ruled it that she had five times the legal limit.
Oh.
And which is, they said, potentially fatal. No, that's fatal. If you drink four or five bottles of vodka, you're going out. And
or you call it a misadventure.
So if you get in a car accident, is that a misadventure?
I hope that's what my tombstone reads. It was a misadventure.
I was really shocked by that. That's what the ruling was.
Wow. I like that. I like misadventure. Okay, Dancing with the Stars. I have it DVR'd and I haven't seen it, but I keep seeing it all over the talk shows.
Really? You haven't watched
it? I didn't watch it. No, I have to go back and look.
I was going to send you messages that night, and I figured you weren't watching.
I wasn't. Okay. My dad was in the
hospital.
Much.
Oh, that's right. Too much stuff going on. Okay, so drama this week with Max.
Yes. Tell everybody what
he
said.
Okay, well, he, of course, okay, so his partner is Hope, and she's not good. And if you see any of the clips of the two of them.
They fight.
All the time. Yeah. And she just.
She just wants to quit and go back to soccer goalie. She just wants out of there. But she's very beautiful, and she's very athletic, and she's
gorgeous. She showed her six-pack last week.
Yep.
Absolutely.
She's, like, hot. But they do. They fight all the time, Max and Hope.
And he feels like they're being picked on. And so this last week he said, you know, at the end that this is my show. Oh, really? Ooh. Is this your show that he started this? And
I haven't seen him win a mirror ball yet.
No, but this is great. Yesterday he was on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
And so he was talking about the whole thing with him spouting off. And they talked about Derek Hough and how Derek Hough.
Huff.
Made a comment of that he thinks that the judges are fair. So Mac said, of course he thinks the judges are fair. He said, I would think the same thing if my partners were Nicole Scherzinger, followed by Jennifer Grey, followed by Ricky Lake. I would probably not be very upset with the judges either. So does that mean he's calling out all his dancers that he's had in the past as being horrible? Wouldn't you be a little mad?
And you know what? Ricky Lake wasn't great to begin with. Derek turned her into great. I mean,
she really is good.
Oh, she's good. Uh-huh. But yeah, so he's just jabbing Hope right there.
Keep going. Yeah, he just keeps going with it. And for sure, he's jabbing her.
Poor Hope.
And the past. I can't even.
If I were Hope, I'd just quit. I would just say, see you later, Max.
I think this week will be her last week. Or David Arquette.
Oh, yeah, because he's crazy.
He's on and off.
Don't you think he's on drugs? He seems like he's drugged up when he's on that show.
Something. He's just.
It's something, isn't it?
I think it's the Arquette.
Is it the Arquette and the crazy?
I do think it's the Arquette.
I saw Coco. I texted you that night going, I think Coco's got the Arquette in her.
I'm not commenting, but you were correct. Okay. So anyways, that'll be interesting to see what happens this week there.
And Chaz got voted off.
Yeah. And it was time. Okay. So remember when I texted you and said that Chaz's zipper was down 2 weeks ago?
Yes. The whole time.
And I couldn't find anything on the internet. I couldn't zoom in close enough on a video
to get the
picture. I kind of wanted to do a story. But this last week, his partner said to him right before they went on, is your zipper up?
Oh, funny.
I know. So then I was mad that I didn't do more on that.
Oh.
It was time for Chaz to go. And Chaz was upset afterwards talking about how the judges continually put him down each week, whether they, and I'm not going to remember exactly what they said, but I want to say like he was a weeble or
oh,
this
yeah, yeah,
or
a
that.
Fat penguin.
Who says that?
I know. Yes, it was the topic of conversation last night at the function I was at.
Was it?
Yes, they said that Bruno called him a fat penguin, and Chaz said, you wouldn't say that to a woman, but because I'm a man, you can call me a fat penguin. And I said, well, then you should have stayed a woman.
I want Bruno to be replaced.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with him.
Bruno's got to go.
Yeah, standing on that thing practically every single time.
I know, flailing his arms around.
Yep. Okay, when I'm on the Dancing with the Celebrities, I am hoping that nobody calls me out like they do this.
Now, this Dancing with the Celebrity, Missy Germain is going to be on the Twin Cities Dancing with the Celebrities. And it's you're starting at Arthur Murray like
Monday. 25 lessons. I'm going to videotape the whole thing
and
I'll make clips and then we'll do one film at the end. But I don't know how to dance. I will win this.
You will win this.
I will for sure win this. If I have to take 45 lessons.
Do we know any other of the celebrities?
A couple. It'll be announced soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to win.
I am going to win.
Missy Germain, thank you so much for joining us this week. And we will have you on again and again and again. Every other week we have Missy Germain on. Thank you very much. BittenandBound.com. And keep us posted on the baby bumps.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
All right.
24 hours a day, we are selling real estate back at KarenHousleyHomes.com. We have an open house on Sunday in Lake Elmo. Check it out, KarenHousleyHomes.com. Have a great weekend. Turco Travel is next. Thank you.